As we just heard in today's gospel, the disciples were quite fearful after Jesus' death. They gathered together, and they stayed behind locked doors. Suddenly Jesus came and stood in their midst. "Peace be with you," he said. Imagine how this greeting changed their fear and changed their lives. John says they rejoiced. Their hope was restored, their joy renewed. They were truly changed, and who wouldn't be? When Jesus stood in the midst of the disciples, he brought them peace, peace of heart, a peace that gave them courage and confidence which they would need. Jesus says again, "Peace be with you." Then he adds, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." In these simple words, Jesus commissions his disciples to go and proclaim the gospel, not alone, but with the help of the Holy Spirit. Just as the disciples had their trust and joy in Jesus restored, they also experienced a new birth. They are reborn, reborn as God's children, their lives transformed, sent forth to be his witnesses. We too are sons and daughters of God. We too have been transformed through the sacrament of baptism by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. We were told that those first disciples of Jesus, those new Christians, entered into a communion, a union not unlike a family. Everything they owned was kept in common. Everyone in need had their needs met. The community of believers was of one heart and one mind. They held everything in common. That is truly amazing. Together, they knew what to do as God's sons and daughters, as members of God's family. By sharing everything they owned, so that no one was ever in need, this first community of Christians showed signs of love, life, and resurrection faith to each other and to all who observed them. My sisters and brothers, let us look into our lives and see where we can show signs of life and love to others by extending mercy and showing forgiveness, a genuine smile, an act of kindness, helping at a parish event. When we stop and reflect, life and love can be shown in so many ways, both large and small. It doesn't mean that we must sell everything we own and start a commune where everything is shared. Neither does it mean that we should not share what we own. It means being aware of where we and the signs of life and love are needed, and then being there and sharing that life and love. The risen Lord Jesus, along with his Father and the Holy Spirit, will be right there with us, helping us to fulfill our responsibility to God as his loving and obedient children, whose words and deeds not only give life and love to those around them, but also help to build a community, a family of faith, the kingdom of God. The Lord has called us to be his witnesses. May we respond with courage and confidence. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.